Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and good morning. I'm all rested up. We got a week out at Cancun, and it was amazing. I have to tell you, if anybody is interested in taking a vacation.
That sounds heavenly right now.
I know. The hardest thing I had to do was figure out how to get our gazebo for the day on the beach.
There's nothing better than vacation.
I know. I'm so telling you. Well, anyways, I want to welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show. Jennifer and I are here, and it is the holidays. They are here, and I'm telling you, I hope that everybody had a great Christmas, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
All those great celebrations that everyone has. We hope everyone enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, today we're going to just talk a little bit. We've got a couple authors that are coming on. And Mark Mahaney, I guess is his name. I mean, he's going to probably correct me when he gets on
I'm
here.
Sure.
But he's going to be talking about his new podcast called Natural Born Coaches. And, you know, there's people that just have it in their blood right off the bat.
To train and to help people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the holidays and kind of what we're doing and how kind of stay in focus and how to really enjoy them with all your relatives around. That's
exactly.
A whole
and to sort
thing.
Of look back and say, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this or maybe I should have.
Exactly. And lastly, we're going to be talking with Peggy Caruso about her book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, A Simple Guide to Health, Wealth, and Welfare. So for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Let's bring on Mark right now, and let's get started. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And again, we have lots of giveaways, and we'll start right now with a Camelot over at the Fred Cavelli Theater, and that is January 15th through 18th. And we'll start off with a pair of tickets to that, 805-419-0008. Stay with us, and let's welcome Mark. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I love natural born coaches. You know, it's interesting because you see the dynamics of, do you remember, Jennifer, anybody in school that you just knew they were a leader?
Oh, you just know that they're going to go places. Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with your podcast and just a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, I'm actually in Canada, so I would love to be where you're at right about now. the weather, I'm California dreaming right now.
There so. You go. I love it.
I know.
Yeah, the podcast really came from I'm a coach who coaches coaches. I know that's a lot of the word coach in one sentence, but I really help coaches build their businesses. And what had happened in the summer, I decided that I really want to get a podcast out there to deliver more content, more value to the people out there. And just like you're doing, get your voice heard and to as many people as possible. So I launched a podcast. It was launched in November. So it's relatively new in November 17th. And it just really took off. And it really came from what I discovered from talking to coaches. It's a tough business to run and to get clients and all that, and there was a real need for it in the marketplace. There wasn't really any podcast out there helping coaches build stronger businesses, so that's where I decided to start one.
So, Mark, for all of our listeners, I have a question for you. When you say natural-born coaches, what it kind of define to me what you mean by coaches? I'm assuming, and obviously I know, you don't mean athletic coaches. These are lifestyle coaches. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question because that's usually when you hear the word coaches, that's what the first thing that comes to mind is a coach with a clipboard and a whistle in his mouth and, you know, basketball coach or something like that. But coaching is really anybody who has a business. I mean, there's life coaches, there's business coaches, sales coaches. It could be fitness coaches, but it's really anyone who's out there trying to make a difference in clients' lives. And coaching's just really blown up in the last, especially the last 5 or 10 years. So it's encompassed all these different niches. Like, I've talked to some really unique coaches that you would never even think there'd be coaches that do that type of work. So that's what a coach is somebody that's helping a person with a certain part of their life improve.
So, okay, so let's get started. And again, anybody that's just waking up with us right now, one, I didn't tell you guys, but it is my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
One of those.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And, you know, but you know what's interesting is, you know, the holidays are here and, you know, it's just kind of taking time to really absorb in your life and kind of reflect on, you know, obviously the New Year's coming. But when you say coaching, what would you what would you be working with us with?
Well, happy birthday, by the way.
Well,
my gift in the mail is tickets to California.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm one of those after Christmas babies, you know, so.
Yeah, there's pros and cons. Yeah. No, I mean, coaching can be anything. Like, for example, a popular one that I've seen coming from an entrepreneur background is more the business coaching. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're an owner of a company, you're kind of on your own little island. And it's hard to, you can't talk to necessarily your employees about issues you're having or your family, because you'll scare the, you know, jeepers out of your family if you start talking to them about some of the issues. So that's one area that coaching's really exploded, is with entrepreneurs. It's a second set of eyes to help a company owner, run their business better and get help and stay on track with some of their goals.
But how did you start? I mean, how did you know that you so obviously you are a business coach, is that correct?
Well, I come from an entrepreneur background, but I've really, even though I've been coaching all my life, I just didn't know I was coaching. You know, I had a real estate company that had about 100 employees. I grew it to throughout my 20s. Everything was just going great. We were growing success after success. And then everything collapsed back in 2009. And it was really from the ashes of that business closure. I was helped by coaches and mentors who helped me get back on my feet and with my next journey in life. And from there, that's where I decided to become a coach, because it helped me so much to get coaching that I realized this is something that I really want to do to help other people that are going through challenges with their life. When I started out, I started working just with entrepreneurs. It could be a wide range. And as time went on, I narrowed down my niche. So now I work solely with other coaches, because that's my passion, is to help them build their business and come up with their programs and set their pricing and get more clients and so on. So I'm really a coach for coaches, for lack of better word.
So, Mark, you said there are so many different types of coaches out there. What is a type of coach that would shock me that I would be able to contact if I needed help with something in my life?
Especially when you don't want to talk to your family about it.
You don't want to talk to your family about it.
I have a local coach I deal with here in my neck of the woods, and he was telling me about a coach that he was doing work with that I don't know the actual name of it, but essentially the guy was teaching him how to hang on some like hooks and things, which sounded really kind of bondage type, you know, dirty stuff here. I know you're probably PG-13, but it was more for... It was more for to teach people to go past their limits, and they were literally doing, it almost sounded like circus act, you know, stuff that was in there. And I thought, wow, I thought he was making that up. I'd never heard of it, but it was people that were into like kind of getting people to push past their limits, and they were teaching
like
people
move
how
past
to
their
hang
fears.
Up. Yeah, which is a strange, that's got to be the strangest coaching niche that I've come across so far.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. We are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer. Tom, did you just join us? Are we good?
I did just join you.
Okay. We're like...
I'm still buying Christmas gifts as we speak. That's how I multitask.
There you go. So, you know what? I know we kind of, you know, missed a big part of our show in the very beginning, because we're always, you know, we're trying to run and like everybody else out there, we're, you know, multitasking. But I do want to just mention some of the wonderful things that we have that we are giving away here, and some of our great sponsors. And I hope you don't mind, Mark, we just take a second of your interview.
No, please do.
Okay, thank you so much.
We have Camelot at the Fred Cavalli Theater, and that's running through the 18th, actually the 15th to the 18th in January, and that is in Thousand Oaks. We have tickets for that, Camelot. And we also have the show that's at the Granada in Santa Barbara. It's there, too. So Camelot, catch it in TO or Santa Barbara. Holiday Ice Rink, yes, we're still skating at the lakes in Thousand Oaks. You can win a pair of tickets to that. One of my favorites, Stomp.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Oh, that's really good.
Stomp is a blast.
Yeah.
It's dancing, it's percussion.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really brilliant. Very, very well done. Stomp. Yeah. And that is going to be in Santa Barbara at the Granada. And finally, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Amazing Automobiles, which runs into next year. The great thing about this is you see the whole library, you see the cars. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is the most attended presidential library in the country here in Ventura County in Simi Valley.
There you go. And, of course, we have our New Year's, I just blew that. That was crazy. I was going to say something, so I have to change the word. But we have a Lures gift certificate. We've been getting so many calls, so thank you, everyone out there. We will figure out, let's see, give me a word, but don't say it, okay?
Okay.
You need to say
it
here.
I have to say it one time.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Perfect. Okay, so on our 2 o'clock show from 2 to 3, all you have to do is call up and say that word cheers. And so we know that you're listening to both of our shows. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here, 2 to 3 with completely different guests. And we'd love you to join us. Let's right now give away another set of holiday rink tickets for that. And that is over at the ice rink over there.
It's such a festive
lakes.
We were there the other night with our kids.
There you go. And I just want to do a little shout out. Center for Art and Talk. They're just really interesting. And they're giving away a lot of free memberships right now. And also Camarillo Yoga Center. She just joined us. Audrey. She is awesome. I'm telling you, everybody needs to get in her mindfulness class.
Especially starting the new year. This is a great time to revamp your schedule and make time for things that are important.
And not only that, it's for couples. I mean, even just to communicate.
Really?
We're all so crazy busy. And anyways, that's another one. Soma's Nut House, thank you so much for joining us here. Anybody needs a last minute gift, that's another great place. Even gifts all over the whole year round. So that's a great place. And Lure Fish House, thank you for being our
and
guest.
And Soma's, they have candy. They fruit. They have a lot of things, not just nuts.
They have salad dressing, everything.
Food items.
Anyways, all right. Well, I just wanted to make sure we got that off. Again, if you are just joining us and waking up, I hope that your holidays were amazing. And I hope that you honor yourself because, you know, it's just interesting. Mark, bringing you into this too. You know, when I was in Cancun, I did a couple yoga classes, believe it or not, right on the beach. It was amazing. And, you know, the one thing that they talked about is time. Time is the only thing that we can't get back. And, you know, and so many of us, you have to be really honorable of your time. And so I thank you all for being here. Mark, I thank you for being here. And again, what does it take to be a natural born coach?
I think one theme I've seen from, I talk to successful coaches every day on the podcast, and it's really fascinating to hear their stories. But the one theme that comes through with almost every single interview is that these people have a passion to help other people. And it's not just something that they're putting out on their website. You can actually tell that that's a big passion of theirs, because it's a type of business that if you didn't enjoy it, it's hard to keep going and put as much work into it, just like anything. Same with you, with what you're doing with your show and everything. You have to be driven by having that motivation. So I think coaches, first and foremost, are out there. They have a passion to help other people. And that's the reason why I think coaches need help with their businesses, because they're giving so much to other people that they're sometimes not paying attention to their own needs, like you talked about, with time and treating themselves and everything.
Wow.
So I'm
and
there to make sure they're being taken care of.
I love that, Mark, because you know what? It's not, you're absolutely right, is we're giving, 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 and then we don't have anything to fill our own cup with.
Exactly.
And so we're on empty, and so here it is. You know, now what do we do? And so it's almost like, you know, kind of a little reminder, like, Mark, you'd say, you know, Kim, hello, you know, have you taken care of your own stuff yet? And so many of us, Tom's the same,
everyone's like that. That's such a phenomenon to take, you're always doing for other people, and sometimes it's to avoid doing for yourself.
Another whole, there we go. But now, is coaching a business that can get started part-time, or does it have to be full-time?
Well, that's a bit of a trick question. It can be started part-time, but you have to have full-time effort, you know, if you're doing it. So if someone's able to squeeze in, say, 20, 30 hours a week outside of their, quote, 9-to-5 job or whatever else they're doing, then they better make sure that they're putting in a ton of effort. Like, a lot of people think, hey, it'd be great to become a coach. I'll work a couple hours a week, and I'm going to make $1 million a year, buy a private island, do yoga on the beach all day. And that's not the case. Like, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. And I always cringe when I see on Facebook, you see these people putting up ads and posts where they're, you know, buy it with a huge stack of $100 bills, and they've got the yellow Lamborghini, and they're trying to make it sound like you can work an hour a week and make $1 million. And that's not what your motivation should be for coaching. The compensation can be great. You could be paid very well, especially if you're good at what you're doing. But it's not, you shouldn't be getting into it strictly for the money, or you probably won't find a lot of success in it.
Wow. Okay. And I know that coach and coaches, is that from your passion? Is that like from your heart that you help?
Well, it is. And I don't know if I would have had this passion had I not gone through a business closure and stumbles in my entrepreneurial career. It was going through those stumbles and then being coached through them and being helped, which really makes me passionate about helping other people. And I love helping people get past their barriers and everything else. That's what really drives me every day. Like, I work a ton of hours, but it doesn't feel like work because I enjoy what I'm doing.
Right. And can you tell us a little bit about your journey? Because, you know, that's really what I love talking about on our show. Because,
like, how people are able to incorporate their passion with their job.
And yeah.
Brought them together.
Yeah. And not only that is, you know, sometimes you got to go through a lot of crap to get to the good stuff, you
Absolutely.
Know, and that's what life is. Life happens. And like you're saying, you wouldn't have been able to do this if you didn't have some life lessons working through that. So can you share that with us?
Yeah, I mean, I got started. I like to think that I'm young, but, you know, I'm 36. And when I hang around with younger people, I'm like, okay, I'm not that young.
You yeah, know? You are. But, you are young. Okay, forget.
Yeah,
I remember it's my
Thanks.
Birthday today. And yes, you are young.
yeah, I got started selling real estate when I was 21 years old. And I looked like probably 14 years old at the time. You know, I looked like the paper boy coming up the door rather than a real estate agent. And throughout my 20s, I went through about a decade of just nonstop success. You know, like, I was working hard for it, but nothing went wrong. You know, I thought this whole success thing's easy. And I thought, man, by the time I'm 35 or 40, I'll have the private island, the jets, and everything else. I got her. You know, and I went through that bad closure when I was right around 30 years old that just suddenly changed my whole, it just turned my life upside down. And suddenly I was thinking, wow, this isn't as easy as you think. And, you know, life threw me a curveball, but I was able to pick myself back up from it. And I wouldn't be talking to you today, and I wouldn't be working with so many great people had I not gone through that stumble. But that would be the one thing I'd mention to your listeners, not to scare anyone off of entrepreneurship, because, you know, it didn't kill me. And I know it's cliche, but what doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
I think that's so important. I think that's so important that you know what, the curveballs that you're thrown in life, that you learn from them and you get better, you grow more. That's really a successful person that has those curveballs that come at them, but they're able to rise above it and keep going.
And learn from them.
And, yes. Absolutely.
And I love that you said, you know, I always say this, pick yourself up, you know, dust yourself
exactly.
off and keep going on. And that's what life's about. So, wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Those are the people, I think, that have successful stories who have at the end of their life can say, I really did a lot because I didn't let something stop me. I kept going. And maybe there was a plan there that sort of took a fork in the road, but I still kept going and got to where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if success was easy, then it wouldn't be fun if everybody could just be successful.
Exactly.
And, you know, it makes it interesting where it's so tough to grasp and it can be a tricky little bugger sometimes and it tests you, but that's what makes it sweeter. And I'm finding that now with my successes, I'm appreciating them a lot more where I've gone through the heartache and everything else. So I'm having a good time with it now.
I love it. And now, how were your holidays?
I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. I wish I could say that I was relaxing and, you know, soaking in life.
Thank you for being so honest. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a workaholic, I admit it. And I've been doing so much with the podcast. I'm on a lot of shows like this. And that's one of my goals in 2015 is to get out to a lot more, to be on people's shows as opposed to people just being on mine. So I'm kind of going both ways there. So I've been doing a lot of interviews like this. I've been just promoting the heck out of the podcast on social media and everything else. And just I wanted, and that goes back to where I've gone through the stumbles, is now that I've got traction and having these successes, I don't want to rest and take a break. I got to keep the pedal to the metal.
There you go. I love it. And you know what? I mean, do you take time off to like kind of regroup? How do you regroup?
Yeah, I take an hour off a year or so.
You need a long time. A coach to remind you that you have to sit back and enjoy sometimes.
Yeah, I've got a six-year-old boy, so I spend time with my son, and I make sure when I'm with him that the phone isn't for the year all the time, and I, you know, concentrate on him and everything else. But it just means I have a lot of early mornings where I'm getting up or I'm working late, but I love what I'm doing so much. I have so much energy when I'm doing it. It's hard to get to sleep. You know,
I love
it's time
that.
To get
that's
to sleep.
How I that's am. Great. That's yeah. That's perfect. Mark, leave us with one tip. One thing that could bring you to the brighter side of life, what would it be?
Yeah, something that every coach would tell people.
Yeah, there's so many good tips. The thing I would probably stress to listeners is you have to stop caring so much about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently read a great book. It's called Thick Face, Black Heart by Ching Ning Chu. And it was written in the early
1990s. Wait, say that again. What is the name of it?
It's called Thick Face, Black Heart, and Ching Ning Chu. And it's a popular in Asian cultures, not so much here in the Western world. And it's just an amazing book because what the book is about, it shows you how you stop caring so much about what other people think and that you're just focused, like laser focused on your goal and you block everybody else out.
Wow.
And so many people nowadays are worried if they're putting up too many updates on Facebook about their business. Will people think I'm arrogant? Will they defriend me? Will they, you know, all this other stuff or unfriend me? And you just can't worry about them because you can't worry about the haters, the peanut gallery. You just go out there and do your own stuff. If someone wants to unfriend me because I'm promoting my business online, then please unfriend me. Move on with your life. Have a nice life and I'll do my thing.
Because you obviously believe in what you're doing and that's what it's all about. We need to all believe in what we're doing and, you know, and feel worthy of it.
Yes. Yeah. Well put.
Well, thank you so much. Mark, and how do you pronounce your name? Is it Mahweeny?
You could call me Smith. It's a weird one.
I love it.
It's Irish back in the day. It's pronounced Mahweeny. So
Winnie
the Pooh is
Got
the way
it.
I always
Got
tell
it.
People. But I've heard Mahini, Mahweeny, Mahiney. I've gotten it all.
I love it. Well, Mark, you've inspired us, and I really love what you're doing. How do we find out about your podcast?
The best spot is to go to the central hub for everything is naturalborncoaches.com. And that's where you'll see all the social media links and you'll have all the shows right on there. We're on iTunes as well. You can find us by doing a search of the show. But I always advise people go to naturalborncoaches.com. Reach out. I love hearing from listeners and from other coaches. And I'm all about connecting with positive people. That's why I was excited to come on your show as
Thank
well.
You.
I love connecting with people.
Yeah, you know what? I really believe, and that's another thing, you know, I'd love to have you back because, you know what, it is, you have to be around people that love and admire you and that are willing to, when things, you know, everything kind of falls around you and you just go, okay, we can handle this. We're a team. We'll work through it. And that's how it works.
And as an adult, you should surround yourself with people who are, you know, are going to be there when the chips are down, lift you up when things are bad. And we all know that. We know it's one thing when you're young and you're trying to figure out who your friends are. But as adults, we know that you should only surround yourself around people that are going to lift you up. And I feel like we have to all remember that.
Yeah. And, you know what's interesting, not to change the subject, but I just want to send some prayers out to some friends of ours right now that are dealing with some illnesses. And, you know, Sherry and Terry, there's just, you know, when that happens and you are like a really powerful person, but you really can't help them in that area.
Right.
Do you have any input on that, Mark, really quick?
Well, you guys made a good point that you have to cut any negative influences out of your life. And part of the problem I had in the past is I kept people in my life that weren't empowering me and they were just they weren't positive for me. And you have to be ruthless and get them out. So especially when you're dealing with something like an illness or something, I mean, I can't imagine what that's like this time of year.
God,
so I hope they're doing well. But also feed your mind with positive stuff. Like, don't let your mind sit there and think about everything. So maybe it's a book, or it's a movie, it's a, you know, anything you enjoy, just to keep as much positive in your life when you're trying to keep your health up and everything else is so important.
Right. And you know, the other thing that I really believe is we all need a purpose.
Absolutely.
We all need a purpose in order to get out of bed and to start your day. And sometimes we don't feel it. But you know what? Once you put 2 feet on the ground and you get up and you kind of, instead of selfish, be self-loving and, really honor your life. So, Mark, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I wish you happy holidays and a happy and healthy new year.
Well, same to you too, Kim. I'm really glad to be on. It was nice chatting with you guys.
Well, thank you so much, and I wish you lots of luck with your podcast.
Take care.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and then Jennifer will just chat a little bit about are you as crazy as ours? I was for the holidays. So.
Oh, my God. I always know it's a bad sign when I'm day by day. You know?
That's
day by day.
But actually, that's
sign.
A really good thing. So you know what? Let's just let's give away another set of ice rink tickets. And that's Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. And all you have to do right now is give us a call at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
When it comes to gift-giving and traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission-accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. You know, we were talking about time, and again, you know, I'm taking myself and all of you back with me to this yoga class that I did right on the beach in Cancun. And this guy was amazing. And, you know, I told you, he was like, where do I find your show? You sound amazing too. You know, there's people in your life and you kind of need to look at life as a reflection. You need love in your life, give love. You need a hope in your life, give hope. You need, you know, whatever you need in your life,
if you have to give it to other people.
To get it
to
back.
To get it back. I used to tell my younger son, to make a friend, you have to be a friend. When he was really little.
So true. And that's really, you know, and he at the beginning of this class, he was just like, you know, and it was so like, you know, I felt for sure because that's what I really talk about on our show all the time is so valuable. And I appreciate everybody waking up to our show here. I know that you got lots of choices, and I hope that you are inspired by what we talk about. And that, you know, this is our happy hour. This is something that we're not drinking here, but we are.
I always imagine people are at home with their coffee and they've made a hot cup of coffee and everyone's still asleep. And you just have that hour of
just quiet. Is that the best time?
And you listen to our show and you sort of think that we're there having coffee with you, but we're not like putting any demands on anybody. We're just talking.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think that's so important to have that time.
Well, and that's it. And, you know, what goes around comes around. And so... do unto others as you do unto yourself. If you do one thing today, you know, just pay it back. Pay it forwards to somebody out there.
Do something nice for someone.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, and like I said, I have, I want to send a big hug to Sherry Gaba on our show.
Yes, our heart goes out to her family.
Yeah, for her father.
Father passed away.
And, but, you know, she's grieving in her own amazing way. She's such a strong lady. And, you know, life is short. And love the ones that you have in your life. And if you have difficulties, accept them. Accept them because life is not perfect. And you know what's weird is at the holidays, we all feel like, you know, Christmas, everything's going to be good. It's not always good, you know, or today's my birthday. It's not always, you know, I'm here.
Well, I think as you become older, yes, it's your birthday and it should be a great day. But as we get older, we are kind of responsible for our own happiness. And I think people fall into the trap. It's my birthday, so what are you going to do to make my birthday special?
Yeah.
But actually, it's your birthday, so you should do something special for yourself. You can't rely on other people for your happiness or to make your day special. Or even with the holidays, if Christmas is your big holiday, make sure it's the way you want it to be. But that sometimes means you have to do it.
No question. And you know what else is? I just want the people that I love and honor in my life to be around.
Absolutely.
I want
to,
you know,
to and be
you know
together.
How, is there people that you always say, we're going to get together, and it just never, it's not that they don't want to or you don't want to, it's just timing.
Time, you just don't have time to do it.
Yeah, just like Tom's with his son all the time at hockey. You know, everybody's got their things that we're doing, and we forget. And so that's kind of my wish.
And especially around the holiday time, you're invited to so many events. It's important to really think about, am I going to go to this event and add to it? Do I really want to be there, or is there something I'd rather do? Not instead, but is my time better spent with my family at home? Have we not had that connection in all of this craziness?
Right.
You know, just because you get invitations to lots of things doesn't mean that everything is, you know, great. You need to sort of figure out what's important and attend to those events.
Yeah. What are you? Are you going away?
Yes.
Where are you going?
We actually just got back, and
okay.
Then we are going away again for New Year's. We're going skiing.
Oh, my God. That's so much fun.
Yeah, we
fun.
Do. We try to do that with our family. You know, go away. It's an easy time for my husband to take off from work, so we try to go and do something together just as a family. And there's nothing like family time, I feel like, when you're away. It doesn't
right.
really matter where you are. Just that family time when you have nothing else to do, no other commitments, is always a good time to reconnect.
Yeah, that sounds
But we
great.
Do something because it gets so busy at Christmas, and my family all lives here, so I feel like sometimes we even make a bigger deal about holidays because we're all together all the time, so we have to really step it up so it feels fun and different. On the 23rd, we always go out to dinner, just our family, the four of us. And we go out to dinner. We stop by and see some friends if we have stuff to drop off. But we go out to dinner, just the four of us, and that's like our thing to do as a family. We've been doing it for a couple years, and my husband and I really look forward to it.
Where do you go?
It depends. When our kids were younger, we went to the fondue restaurant.
Right on Thousand
yes,
Oaks
on
Boulevard.
Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And then this last time we just went to Grill on the Alley. We sort of picked
I love
different
the grill
places.
On the
yeah,
alley. I love
good.
Both. I've never been to the fondue place.
Oh yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun, especially with kids, and it's a fun night. It's a really fun night.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because my kids are all older now, right? And this year I really went out and decorated my house because I wanted to bring that love and fun back in. And but you know, is it all about the presents? Is it all about the family? Is it all about traditions? What is it out there for you? And you know, I mean, you know, it's really just feeling good at the end of the day.
Yes.
Whatever that is that makes your family connect, and you know, I think
it's the traditions. I really like the traditions of the holidays.
Yeah. So Christmas morning, we actually wake up, and my parents spend the night, and then we go and get bagels. The guys all go get bagels.
Fun. Okay.
And then I make scrambled eggs, bacon, all that stuff, and we kind of have brunch.
Very nice.
And we've been doing that for years. Isn't that funny? It's like out of habit.
Out of habit.
And then everybody kind of goes to the rest of their family. And then we actually go over to a friend's house for dinner.
Oh, that's really nice.
Because afterwards I was like cooking all day, you know. And then I realized, wait a minute, we want to look forward to something too. So we have friends. And
that's really nice.
So do you have a traditional?
We have Christmas Eve dinners, our big dinner with our extended family, and then Christmas morning we do breakfast with my mom, and then my family comes back, some of them, for dinner on Christmas Day. And last year we actually did like cold cuts from Italia Deli, and I've never done that before, and that was really nice because you've eaten so many big meals, it's kind of nice to just sit around and have a sandwich and that, so that was nice. And we did that again this year.
Oh, nice.
Because we liked that. Yeah, but our big dinner is Christmas Eve. I always make prime rib. I put it in the oven. We race to Mass. And then I race home. And hopefully my house is not burned down. And it's usually ready.
Prime rib, too. I know.
That's my husband's favorite. Prime rib.
Sounds good. Yeah, we always go to our in-laws, my sister-in-law, for Christmas Eve. And then come home and stuff. So,
and I love to set the table. I love to do all that.
I can't wait to come to house here at your house. I think you're like, that's really like your thing, isn't it?
I do. I love dishes. Yeah. I think I love dishes.
Yeah. I do too. I love that. We're going to talk about that. Well, our next guest is Peggy Caruso, and her book is Revolutionized Your Child's Life.
I'm excited for this.
I know.
I want to hear about
this. It's really a simple guide to health, wealth, and welfare of your child. You know, so many of us really think our children are just going to be the way they are, but we have to really nourish them and really help them through, you know, kind of life and growing up. And
well, I think kids are, their personalities are their personalities. As a parent, I have two children that are completely different, and I feel like I need to figure out the way. I'm always every day trying to figure out the way to make them the best people that they are with their personalities.
So, I'm so glad you said that. That is so true. I want to bring up this book, and I'm telling you, I'm going to get him on our show, but 5 Love Languages, okay? But they have one for teenagers to find out their language. My husband and I have been reading this book. I am telling you, it has changed our life. And you know what? Because if, say, I'm always giving you gifts, but that really isn't that important to you. You really want just special time together. That's what it's just. Oh my God! I have to tell you guys. Everybody needs to get a copy of that. And I'm not. I have nothing to do with them. But
right,
they.
Just a very
I
good
really
book.
Love that book. 5 Love Languages. Again, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Peggy. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, in the 805.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I hope that you had great holidays, and I hope you continue to have great holidays. And not only that, really, we need to make every day a holiday.
We do. We need, and especially we've done so much the month of December. We need to, like, keep it going past New Year's to enjoy all the work we've done.
Yeah, and then moving into the new year, a lot of people get stressed, and they look back on what have they accomplished, what do they have to go, you know what I mean? And really, you kind of said it perfect, is you know what, it's bad when you're going day to day, but really that's how we should be living.
Oh, I absolutely. Mean, you know, I have like errands every day up until, you know, yeah. Even now before we leave, like, okay, this is what I have to do today. And like, I can't think about tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's every party that I'm like, okay, what do I have to bring for that one? Okay, what do I have to bring for
exactly.
that one?
Exactly.
It's, you know, but I guess that's life. Anyways, I would love to give away something right now. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Have you been to the Ronald Reagan Library lately?
I was just there the other day.
Oh my God. Did you see the amazing automobile collection?
The Batmobile is amazing.
Isn't it?
The Popemobile is just very interesting because it doesn't look like the other Popemobiles.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and the Furious yes. car. And then they have the Herbie the Love Bug.
Yep.
I really like that. And then also the Steve McQueen when you first enter. People love Steve McQueen. And
yeah.
I think it's a Jaguar maybe.
Did you see all the little sayings on the wall and anyways, we're giving a lot yeah. away right now. But anyways, and we didn't mention the grease car.
The grease lightning. Yeah. It's funny. Somebody, when I was there, a girl said, it's so much bigger than I thought it would be because the back seat is yeah. a platform. It's huge. And we said, but you need a lot of space for dancing.
I love it. Anyways, we're going to give away a couple tickets for that right now.
That's
so
really fun.
Call us right now, 419-0008. And I think the Christmas trees will still be up too. So
they will. They definitely. Yeah. And those are fascinating. If you take the time to read the story above them and to look at all the different items on there,
yeah.
really exciting.
It
really
kind of gives you a lot of ideas. You know, I mean, you could really put like have a whole Christmas tree talk to you, you know. So
and I think they're all in California.
Yeah, they are.
They're little cities. I'm just thinking about that. Yeah, they're
yeah.
in California.
This was Orange County. It was Venice Beach.
Shasta.
Yeah.
All the different places. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Yeah. So anyways, call in right now, 419-0008. Our next guest, Peggy Caruso. And Peggy, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you for what you're doing. You know, what a great thing. Revolutionize your child's life. What does that mean? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an executive and personal development coach and an 8-time entrepreneur. This is the second in the series of three of the Revolutionize Your series. I work a lot with children, and I've seen the need to educate the parents on preventative measures against, you know, all the negative occurrences in today's society and encourage them to implement success principles. So I help a lot of children. I've helped them get off of medications. I help understanding, like, you know, the bullying and social media, internet safety. But then I put a positive spin and I teach them how to become like a kidpreneur and entrepreneurial skills.
Wow. And so how did you get into this, Peggy?
Well, through my coaching, I saw it like when the kids come in, and today's society is so much worse as far as like the bullying, the cutting is a huge issue. Social media has definitely played a role in, you know, losing verbal communication skills. And helping them through all those negatives, I realized once I get them focused and directed to the positive side of things, it really was beneficial. So I wrote my book to help the parents.
I love that. And now, where are you located?
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. So you actually, you work with kids and then you decided to write a book?
I did. Like I said, to help the parents understand the kids and what's happening in today's society, because balancing career and family obligations today is very difficult, and there are so many things that are missed.
Yeah.
So just helping educate them what to look for, you know, how do you know when your child's behavioral patterns are changing, and understanding the developmental periods of a child's life will help the parents understand what's going on at certain periods in their life.
Well, the one thing I want to ask you, Peggy, is why are teens cutting themselves? What is that all about?
I will answer, before you answer, Peggy, I have to say, I have two small children, and the world is a different place. We were at school the other day, and they had a lockdown because of a bank robbery. And I happened to be there, and all, you know, everything was done the way it was supposed to do, and it was all worked out fine. But, you know, that is not something I grew up with. And I know that's not exactly what you're talking about here, but the world is such
stress.
A different place.
Yeah.
And I think I was completely freaking out because I couldn't imagine that happening.
Yeah, no.
We did earthquake drills and fire drills. It's
right.
Just such a different world than we
it
grew up in.
It is a different world. And, you know, God, I mean, those two policemen, it's like, what
it's
are
everything.
Yeah, I mean,
everything
yeah,
is
there's
so
just a lot
different.
Of negativity in our world. And that's really why I really have this radio show, is to spread all of the great things that are still available in our world, the brighter side.
And Peggy, thank you for people like you writing books like this, you know. Every book has a different message. I mean, I think as parents, we need all of these different messages to work through the world today with our kids.
Well, thank you. And when you ask about the cutting, because it is very, very, it's a huge problem in today's society. But a lot of it comes from social media and the children not being able to verbally communicate. And they internalize on their emotions. They don't know how to release those emotions, so they internalize them on them, and not releasing them, they take their frustrations and their emotions out on themselves. Mm. So if they're frustrated with a family member or friends or bullying, they're unable to communicate it. So they take that frustration out on themselves, and they actually cut themselves. I mean, it's kids from the modeling period, which is 7 to 14 is where it starts. And I think that's terrible because they're so young.
Right. Now, is there anything that we as parents can do to help them not do that? Or is that actually... I know it sounds terrible that they're doing that, but is that they're not going to hurt themselves, even though they're hurting themselves that way, they're not going to end their life, correct?
Right. Now, let me give an example. I always like to give examples of so parents can understand that. A lot of parents think that their child's doing great. Like, I had this one girl, and she comes from the best family ever. They were very close. She was head cheerleader. She had tons of friends. She was straight-A student. And she was cutting herself, and the parents never knew it. So understanding those developmental periods of their life and what goes on, and to look for the warning signs and to know if your child's being bullied or if they are the bully. A lot of parents don't even know, they don't understand the difference. And just recognizing changes in behavioral patterns of your child and listening. I think those are all really key things to paying attention.
Hmm. And really listening, not like we said, what can we do? I think sometimes it's not what we can do, but what should we not do so that we can really see what's going on. Sort of take a step back and look to see what's
right.
going
Absolutely.
On.
And you know, the biggest thing that I would love to just get my point across, and I can produce all these success principles that can, you know, help you through behavioral patterns, but one of the biggest things that people bypass is gratitude. Gratitude is so huge to instill in your child, because every negative influence needs a positive intervention. And gratitude enhances empathy and happiness. It builds character. It teaches them kindness. So I really think that you need to try to get your child in a positive energy flow. It really will help.
Yeah, no, I totally agree too. Now, you know, what happens if your kids can't hear you. You know, I mean, we as parents, obviously we're coming from a loving, you know, we tell them we love them. You know, why do you feel this way? You know, what's going on? And they can't hear you. They've blocked you out of their life. And so what do you do then?
You really need to, you need to analyze the situation. It would depend on the child and as to the severity level of that. Sometimes a therapeutic intervention like coaching is a good thing. One thing I love about the coaching process is it really teaches motivation, persistence, positivity things. And like I said, they've lost the ability to communicate. A lot of the kids that come in, they really love the fact that even though they're close to their parents, they can tell someone who's not too close to the situation. It's another person to talk to, and sometimes we can work through it, you know, together. So that's an option for parents as well.
Right, right.
I heard somebody, a teacher once said, we have an honor roll assembly. So everyone who makes honor roll, like all the parents come because their child's on honor roll, and I'm just as guilty of it, you know, waiting to see if he's on honor roll. And she said one time, you don't need to be there if they're on honor roll because they've done well. They feel good about themselves. But make sure you're there if they don't make honor roll, because that's when they really need someone to look at. And I was like, gosh, that broke my heart because it's so true.
Yeah, because that's we have high expectations. Uh-huh. They have even higher expectations.
Of course, nobody wants to not succeed. And yeah. I thought that's so true. It's so important to be there when things are not perfect for them.
That's so true. So what
is the other thing? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what is masterminding in children?
That is something that I have learned as an adult. I've had several mastermind teams. I'm internationally connected, so I have teams from all around the world. And it's just a way to get a group of kids together. And what I did is I put them at different ages. I take like 5 kids from different schools, and we meet once a week for an hour. And everybody gets to go. You stick to that hour. Everybody goes, takes 1 minute for their win, and then the rest of it is to help them overcome challenges and obstacles. So the children have the opportunity to brainstorm together. It gives them, teaches them accountability. It reinforces communication, interpersonal relations, helps them with problem solving. It's just a great way to get them to verbally communicate and to help each other out. It's really an effective tool.
I'll give you a quick one on a kid I knew. Oh, that's right. It was me. So here I was.
How did I know that?
I was basically a good kid, but I did insane things. I really, like a lot of kids did.
You walked that fine line.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I went through high school, went through college, the whole deal. I had moved out. I was in front of my mom's house. I went to see her. My buddy, who lived next door, pulled up, and we started throwing Frisbee in front of the house. And I had a beer. And I took the beer and I put it to the side. My mom comes out and she said, oh, what are you guys doing out here? And I said, I was just hanging. She says, watch out. You're going to kick over that guy's beer. And I said, oh, it's mine. And my mom looked at me and she said, you drink beer?
Yeah.
My buddy started laughing so hard. My mom had no clue what I had done for the last 10 years. And I'm dead. Well, 8
yeah.
years.
Wow.
She had no.
Really?
And he looked. I was.
Now, did
good.
You have a sister?
I could have been Black Ops. No, I had a brother. But
yeah.
I mean,
so what do you think the disconnect was?
I was very, very sneaky, and two, they never asked me questions.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I got home, I got here, I got there, I didn't miss class, but I was a crazy kid, but I was so good. So along with all of this conversation, really ask them what's going on.
Yeah,
and I have a brother, so I feel like I'm a sleuth.
I ducked
you
under.
Know?
I ducked under everything.
Wow. Wow. Peggy, what's your thought on that?
Well, the other thing when you're talking about all these things is teach your child that it's okay to fail. Everyone has such high expectations, as you were saying, that failure is a good thing. Failure is only failure if you don't get back up. But it's
wow,
stepping
that's
from
such a
the
huge message. I know.
Such a
I
message
love
today.
That message. Yeah.
It just seems like these parents take their kids' as homework. They go through it. They help them, you know, fix it. Let them fail a couple of times. You know, you're going to fail throughout life, and you learn from it. That's how we grow.
That's the
and so,
hardest thing in the world, though, as a parent, to let your child
is.
Fail.
If I could do yes. one more, I'm a huge fan of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, and he was talking to Chris Rock, and he said, you know, my kid was going from fifth to sixth grade, and the instructor said, you know, we want everything smooth. We want everything okay. And Seinfeld's like, what do you mean? He needs a bump. He needs to hit his head. He needs to screw up. He needs to know that when that happens, we'll fix it. It'll be okay. But he needs to know. And I think a lot of us, and I'm an old daddy, that we've got to remember that it's okay to goof up a little bit, but correct to be there to support. And Seinfeld was just beside himself that this instructor was, it has to be so gentle, it has to be so smooth. And he said, this is not the world we live in.
And Peggy, we're going to have you back because this is, I could go on. This is such a topic that really needs to be talked about. But helicopter parents, you know, sometimes we make it all okay. You see American Idol, like, you know, these people get up. Have they never been told that they really aren't doing a good job? Their gift could be somewhere else. It's not that they don't have a gift, but that's not their gift.
I have to say, though, for parents, it's hard as well because there's so much going on. You almost have to helicopter because you've got to keep your head above water.
Exactly. Peggy, where do we find your book? Because I really want everybody to get a copy of this.
I'm reading this on my trip.
Well, thank you. It's on my website, www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com, and there's a lot of free downloads on as well. And then it's on all the online bookstores, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. There's 100 of them, so you can get it anywhere online.
I love it. I would love you to send me one online so I could put it on my computer because Jennifer just took
my
copy,
this is already
so
in
that's
my purse.
Awesome.
I have small children. I need to read this for the good of all people.
Yeah, mine are grown up, but I still need it. So anyways, Peggy Caruso, thank you so much for joining us. Revolutionize your child's life. We're going to have you back, so thank you. And happy holidays to
you. Thank
you
very much. Same to you, and I wish you all well.
You got it. All right, God, that was such a fast show. And
it was.
I want to thank all of you for being here again. What was our word?
Cheers.
Cheers. Call up during our 2 o'clock show today from 2 to 3 and mention that word and you will get a gift certificate to Lures. Of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. So with that, happy holidays. You've been listening to The Brighter Side of the 805 The Kim Pagano Show. We'll talk to you later.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.